This is Gatehouse Media's Extreme Weather Podcast update for 4 p.m. on Monday, September 17th. I'm Sonny Jones with the Fayetteville Observer. Florence is gone. Its effects in the Gatehouse Media circulation area will be felt for weeks and months and even years. At least 17 deaths are being blamed on Florence in North Carolina. The latest was a one-year-old boy swept into rushing floodwaters Sunday when the car his mother was driving came upon rushing water in Union County. A mother and her 8-month-old son were the first fatalities, killed last Friday in Wilmington when a tree fell onto their house. Two of the dead included an elderly couple in Fayetteville. Their house caught fire after a power failure. Florence has dropped more than 20 inches of rain in much of southeastern North Carolina. Rivers are flowing over their banks. Roads are flooded. Portions of Interstate 95 and Interstate 40 are closed. Thousands remain without power. People have been evacuated. Thousands are in emergency shelters waiting to be able to return to homes that may have been damaged extensively. Wilmington is basically an island, pretty much no way in nor out except by watercraft. In New Bern, City Manager Mark Stevens said the city had suffered one of the most devastating storms in its 308-year history. The Sun-Journal newspaper reports more than 4,300 homes and 300 businesses damaged or destroyed. In Fayetteville, the State Department of Transportation is monitoring the Cape Fear River levels. As of 3:30 p.m. Monday, the bridges over the river remained open, but officials are watching ever so closely as water levels rise. The Cape Fear already is at flood stage in Fayetteville. It's expected to crest Tuesday afternoon. School systems throughout the region are closed, some for an indefinite period, until floodwaters recede and officials can inspect structures. The Lumber River continues to rise in Robeson County, a place hit by massive flooding 2 years ago from Hurricane Matthew. It, once again, is seeing severe flooding in large parts. Hoke County has ordered a mandatory evacuation for residents who live along Gully Branch below McLaughlin Lake. Residents who live along the upper Little River in Harnett County are watching closely as water is creeping closer and closer to their homes. Harnett County officials have said those near the Little River should leave. They've also ordered a mandatory evacuation for the Keith Hills neighborhood, which sits in the Cape Fear River near Campbell University, and urged anyone who lives near the river to seek shelter. The town of Bladenboro in Bladen County flooded. Folks living near the Cape Fear River in Tar Heel were evacuated. Other areas of the county had reports of high water. It was a miserable couple of days as first Hurricane Florence and then Tropical Storm Florence battered the Gatehouse Media circulation area. The aftermath may be worse and certainly much, much longer. Stay safe, stay up to date with news about Florence from Gatehouse Media, including the Fayetteville Observer at fayobserver.com and the Wilmington Star News at starnewsonline.com. I'm Sonny Jones with the Fayetteville Observer. You've been listening to Gatehouse Media's Extreme Weather Podcast.